presents is the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Line Change. Now, back to Eric Messersmith, TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, Hannah Yates, and Matt Whitener on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Some of the sweet sounds of Chuck Berry. He died over the weekend. We were talking at 90 years old. We were talking just last week, actually, about the famous people from St. Louis. We had our 314 day, and he would definitely be in your top 5 or 10. It's amazing how big he was nationally, especially to younger people. I don't think, you know, not that I'm that old, but even me and people younger than me, certainly you don't realize, unless you really studied it, how big of an impact he had. But if you listen to the way people talked about him, all the legends of rock and roll.
I thought about it after we got done with that show last week, and I kind of had to revise my stance even to myself. I think he's number one. Because when you saw you saw when he died, and you see Paul McCartney and Eric Clapton and all these guys have been playing music for
Bruce Springsteen
50 years, you know, 50, 60 years have written the songs that have kind of told the story of the country for the last half a century. They're all like, this was the man.
Yeah.
Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
That's the play.
Except Nelly can't name a single one of his songs. Did you see that on TMZ?
Yeah, I probably can't either. But and besides, can't Johnny either, be good.
But you'd think Nelly maybe could. Nelly, they were asking him, and he said, you know, Nelly actually was a great back and forth. They said, who do you think people know more, you or him? And he said, that doesn't matter. Kids can't tell you what happened in history at all. They don't know anything.
The answer to that is, sadly, it's Nelly. I mean, and I don't even.
But he was trying not to say that. What he's saying is, that don't even bring that up, because kids don't know anything. They just know what's hot and what's on Twitter.
Yeah,
they
it's
they don't appreciate history.
And it's just, I mean, look, it's one of those things. A lot of the people, sadly, that would have known him, and they're dead. I mean, it's just younger, and he hasn't obviously been releasing music for the last 20 or 30 years. But at his peak, in his time, he was as influential a musician maybe as there's
when
been
was
in
his
the
peak?
Last.
What year? I think
55.
So right when Elvis came around, too?
Right. So I'd say late 50s, early 60s.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Elvis was a different thing. Chuck Berry kind of laid down the tracks that Elvis was able
they
to
took,
follow.
Right.
To
more
move
of a
along.
Sex symbol too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Elvis is like one of the. I talk sex symbols. I mean, you know, you've got to go. Like,
how sexy do you think he was, Cam? Elvis.
I mean, he was a man. I mean, it is what it is.
He had some hair. He was so sexy they wouldn't show him below the waist.
He was
on TV.
Yeah, he was something, man.
Just like me.
And he kind of fell off the deep end a little bit. So, yeah. And he hung out with his crew that he hung out with, you know, like he had a crew growing up with him, and they kind of threw him around in different directions too. He had kind of a weird crew, and he just did what he wanted, man. But, yeah, but he's more popular than Chuck Berry.
I think he is. Right? But when you talk about instrumentally, like as a guitarist and as a performer, I'd say Chuck is probably as respected as him, though.
I agree. I was like, Chuck probably did more as far as like
it's
innovation,
just been so,
as far
it's
as
been
guitar.
So long ago. Like his heyday was before my mom was even born. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, that's the thing. So I don't know.
70s.
Big loss. Yeah.
She's listening, right?
My mom was my mom was born in 19.
You heard that compliment?
1980.
Yeah.
at the latest.
855-282-8255 on the text line, and it's also the Ryan Kelly phone line. And on the Ryan Kelly phone line right now, we have Derek Gould, the Cardinals beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STL Today. How are you, Derek? You ready to get out of Florida yet?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. I apologize, guys. I've learned something new, I guess, about the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. It is not cooperative in getting phone calls.
Yeah, rare night game tonight for the Cardinals. This is the last full week of spring training, so obviously you've been there probably for what seems like forever. If you were writing a story about what's gone on in spring training so far, what would be in your lead paragraph?
Oh, good. Interesting question. Hopefully something really catchy. Perhaps a pun, maybe some dramatic buildup of anecdotal scene setting type stuff, really something that grabs folks by the lapels and said, I want to read the second graph, which is probably where I'd put that. It's been a cleaner, certainly more, let's see, productive spring than the Cardinals had last season. A lot of the things that they wanted to go into and change, they did. But it remains to be seen if actually they're a changed team as a result of the changes. There you go. How about that?
I heard you've been hanging out with Matty Holliday. How's he doing?
We're hanging out. We're just driving around, tooling around Palm Beach together, down Worth Avenue, looking at Hublot watches. That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he tweeted that out that he was hanging with you.
I saw him today. Yankees were in town. Spoke with him a little bit, just about how he fits with that team. And also how he views sort of the NL Central that he left. Just kind of talk through those. And he thinks he's going to get most of his time at DH with the Yankees. He is clean shaven, so he has a bald head and no beard. He said that rules are rules. They're not ideal. He'd prefer to have a beard, but rules are rules there. When you're a Yankee, you don't have a beard.
Nope.
So he's getting accustomed to that. He's also trying to figure out just what his routine is going to be in day in and day out. When you're only asked to hit and you've been a National League player all of your life, except for a few months in Oakland, that's quite an adjustment.
Derek, the Benji Molina comments that he made over the weekend got a lot of play, and I get that John Mozeliak responded to them. What do you think is the current situation with Yadier Molina's contract? Is this something that people are needlessly worried about? Is this something you think will get done fairly soon?
Well, I mean, things haven't changed from the week before Yadi left for the World Baseball Classic. They weren't going to get a contract done while he was at the World Baseball Classic. Neither side wanted to. In fact, both sides said that they're just going to talk to each other after the World Baseball Classic. And obviously, the longer Yadier goes into the Classic, and, they may very well win it. They've been the most impressive team in that tournament, Puerto Rico has been. And Yadier has been the best, most impressive player in the tournament, to be candid. He and Francisco Lindor are at the They appear to be at the top of their games. It's remarkable to watch them play. But nothing has changed in that regard. It's just more hand-wringing. And I get it because the calendar is about to run out on spring training. Molina wants to know if he's going to have an extension before leaving Florida. That doesn't necessarily mean that it has to have pen to paper and all that stuff when they leave, but at least be moving forward progress. But you can't have progress when they're not talking, and they weren't going to talk until after the World Baseball Classic. So you have that ending this week, and inevitably there'll be meetings between Yadier Molina's representatives that were scheduled to happen weeks ago. They knew they'd have them this week once the World Baseball Classic was over. So, I think it's overheated drama to fill a vacuum. It's brought on by how well he's played in the World Baseball Classic, but the timing hasn't changed. There's a rhythm to all this stuff that, if you watch when guys get extensions, they usually happen all within the same window with the Cardinals. It's just how they approach things. And for Molina's side, they were aware of that. And both sides agreed, look, get the tournament over with, have them come back, have conversation. They have a general sense of what each side wants, and it's a matter of if they can find a meeting point.
We all know about Matty Carpenter's oblique injury that was kind of a pain in the ass for him. And I know
Matty Carpenter, is that a name?
Yeah, Matty Carpenter.
he's a hockey player, Derek. He gives everybody nicknames.
Everyone gets a Y on the end of their
What's
name,
What's wrong
Derek?
With that, though? His name's Matt. You call him Matty. We got a Matty right next to me. His name's Matt.
No, that's fine.
Derek, I put it on my driver's license now. It's
Derek,
who I am.
Am I confusing you?
All right, man, good to see you, too. I'm good. I'm good with that. Let's roll. Matty Carpenter.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. Marp, we know he had the oblique injury. We all know what a pain in the ass that is. We know he's banged up right now. What's his status like right now, that Matty Carpenter?
That Matty Carpenter, while I was doing the chat today, I decided to film a little bit of BP on the backfields here at lovely ballpark of the Palm Beaches, which is both a mouthful and hard to get a phone call. I watched him try to put one over the 100-foot netting in the outfield. So they have these backfields here for minor leagues and everything like that. And to protect the streets and the parking lots that are really pressed up against close here, a small footprint, they have these 100-foot tall nets. And Carpenter was trying to hit the ball over them. So think about the usual distance of a ballpark, or of a ball field, and then 100-foot nets. And he was coming closest to anybody of putting a ball over them onto the parking lot. And while I was filming, he asked me if I parked my car out there because I might want to move it.
We're talking with Derek Gould here on The Line Change, driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Let's talk about Colton Wong. Look, spring training.
Colty Wong
here. Spring training stats are what they are. He's 6-for-36 with no extra base hits, whatever you want to read into that. I know everybody in the organization wants him to be the guy, and they're going to give him every opportunity, and I know he's really good defensively. Yeah, I know he's really good defensively. I get all that. But if the dude just can't hit at the major league level, how long can you leave him in there just to play defense?
What is everybody else doing?
Yeah.
That becomes the question. You know, a guy batting eighth, not producing much offense, that's what they had at shortstop a few years ago in Pete Cosma. A guy batting seventh who doesn't produce much offense, that's what they had a few years ago in a catcher who, you know, now everybody wants to give an extension. So, you know, Colton Wong, does he have the glove good enough to steal hits when he's not getting hits? Yes. Is that a premium position like catcher or shortstop or center field where stealing hits is valuable enough to keep somebody in the lineup? I think you could debate that. I asked Matheny that, and he said, well, up the middle is up the middle. And when you look at an infield as a group, if you have an elite second baseman, that is a guy who can stand out. That is a guy who can play because of his glove. It really depends on what the offense around them is doing. You know, Mike Matheny was a glove-first catcher who the Cardinals could carry as a glove-first catcher because they had the MV3, you know, producing offense at the top part of the order, and they didn't need that. A few years ago, Colton Wong couldn't start because everybody else was struggling offensively, and all of a sudden he found himself in AAA. So, you know, really the question of whether Colton Wong can continue at second base is twofold. One, does he hit at all? And two, is the rest of the offense hitting enough for them to carry a glove first second baseman? And I think that's a really unsure question. The Cardinals have a intriguing offense. They should have a good offense. But you know, they have a lot of moving pieces in their offense. It's an OBP-based offense. It's going to be a situational hitting-based offense. And then it's going to have a few guys who can put the ball over the park or over the wall, Carpenter being one of them. And then that'll be a crooked number offense. But if it goes through a shallow time and Colton is not hitting, it's going to be impossible for Matheny not to go, well, I got a 30-home-run guy who can play second base. You know, stash the defense, let's go with the bat.
When I asked you that question, Derek, you corrected me and said that most in the organization. Is there some dissension there on how they view Colton Wong?
No, I think that there's just levels of commitment, right? You know, and how often the front office would like to see Colton Wong play and the length of commitment they'd like to see Colton Wong get is different than what the manager's actions have said he wants to do with Colton Wong. So, I mean, I think it's clear that, you know, the level of commitment and the level of patience is different depending on what you wear to work. You know, a suit has a different view than a uniform.
On to another Matty. Are they really trying Matty Adams out in left field?
No, not Matty Adams. It's just Matt Adams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Matty Adams.
That's his little brother.
Seen him here. Yeah.
He doesn't exist.
No. Yeah, they're gonna see him in left field, but don't.
Don't read too much into it.
I mean, they're just gonna see if he can play left field. You know, it's not like left field is calculus, guys. You know, I mean, left field is go out there and catch it. I saw Adam Lynn play left field. I've seen some pretty poor defensive players in left field. I don't think Matt Adams is going to be terrible in left field. He's moving around really well. He's you know, he's not just 30 pounds lighter, he's more agile. He wants to at least show that he can do it because it's another place for him to find playing time late in the game. There's just, I mean, it's a,
how does he look, though,
Derek? Like I said, people are all up in arms about it. I mean, look, Bo Hart tried to switch hit in spring training. It didn't work out. I've seen other guys try to switch hit in spring training. It doesn't work out. I see pitchers all the time try to throw a different breaking ball than they have. Doesn't always work out, but this is the time to try.
Hey, speaking about things working out, Derek, Trevor Rosenthal made that start. They locked the rotation. It is what it is there. What do you think is the next step for him? Do you think that two-inning role that they're looking at for him can become something, or is it just still kind of up in the air about what they're going to get back?
I think he can be really valuable as a two-inning, lights-out reliever. I think he can be really valuable in that role. I think the Cardinals need two guys like that to make that role work. It's finding that second guy that could be just as tricky. But I think Trevor in that kind of Andrew Miller, Dylan Betances type of role could be really cool. There's been different guys through the last, I guess, 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years who have done that. You look back to the Yankees teams of the late 90s that had, Wetland as the closer, a guy named Mariano Rivera as a setup guy. I think Ramiro Mendoza is kind of a flex guy. They don't get a whole lot of credit for inspiring the modern bullpen, but should. Even the Cardinals of 2011, with their super aggressive use of the bullpen early in games and multiple innings from unusual guys, that was a precursor to what we saw celebrated this past October. I asked Tito Francona about that, and he made reference to the fact that it was hard to ignore how often an aggressive Tony La Russa was with his bullpen in October. How that translates to the regular season, you get so many varying opinions on it. Some think it's possible if you have multiple guys who can do it. Some think it's just lunacy because the off days aren't there. Trevor Rosenthal himself said one concern that he has is that it happens irregularly. And when you're a closer, you have a sense, all right, this is a close game. I know I'm going to pitch in the eighth or ninth inning in a save situation. You have things that you look for when you're going to pitch. He said in this role, it could be the fifth inning, it could be the sixth inning, it could be four outs, it could be six outs. He goes, and then you have to figure out how to recover from that. When you're a closer and you know you have one inning and you often know when you're going to pitch and how often you're going to pitch, you set your kind of recovery time by that, and it makes it far more possible to be predictable with recovery time. He wants to know, and he's not alone in this, he wants to know how he can predict his recovery time, because the way he views the role as it's being explained to him, he can't.
Derek, have you had a chance to get to the beach yet? You've been there for, what, a month now?
What, a month? I've been here since February 7th.
God. Spring Ryan Braun's right. Did you see Ryan Braun's comments? He said that he makes $20 million a year, and he said
I'm wrong
that he's
about
not,
him.
He said he's not paid by the hour.
I am not either.
But you're not making $20 million though.
Yet.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is, kid.
Go have some fun tonight, dude. Go have some fun tonight.
Yet.
No hope. I hear you.
Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys.
Derek Gould joining us on the Ryan Kelly phone line. Jesus, he's been there for almost 2 months.
That's wanted insane. To ask him, though, how Matty Adams really looks, though. Because, you see a guy that loses all that weight real quick. Sometimes it doesn't look natural.
You mean how he looks in left field?
Just how he looks in general.
I saw him before they went down there.
You can watch him on TV. He looks good. Yeah.
Does he look good?
Yeah, he's moving well.
He's got some stretch marks over there.
As well, I mean, how many misses? Yeah, but TJ, my God.
TJ did the more thorough examination.
Yeah. Tell me more about his body,
I just saw the guy getting some food over on Hanley, and he looked good.
Nah, he ain't eating. I'll tell you that.
Look, he's not going to be Randall Grichuk in left field. He's going to struggle out there. He's not a left fielder, but, I mean, can he run? Yeah.
God, we got to make sure Randall Grichuk's going to be good in left field.
He stole a base the other day, Cam.
You know when somebody loses a lot of weight real quick, they just look goofy.
They got extra skin
they
hanging
just
up their
look,
arms.
They don't look like they're supposed to be at that
so
weight.
So you expect
that's
him
what
have,
the question
are,
I want
are you
ask.
Trying to make sure he doesn't have grandma wings
well,
coming
yeah,
back up
Well, yeah, like,
here?
Is he supposed to be that small, that skinny? I don't know. Like, sometimes you just don't look right when you lose a bunch of weight.
Well, he's still got the power. He's got four home runs this spring.
TJ, you're looking at me very, very awkwardly. Am I making
sense? He does that a lot.
You make some sense, but we're also talking about a pro athlete.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. I'm thinking of like chicks and stuff. I guess that's completely
stay out
different.
Of this. Stay out of that.
You're thinking about broads when they lose weight?
Yeah, you said it.
This Cardinal, our Cardinal Report is brought to you by Budweiser, pursuing the American dream since 1876. This Bud is for you.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Eric?
Yes.
Is that Bud for you?
It's for me. 304. I don't know how I get out of here.
I like you gave some new nicknames today. I don't think Derek necessarily approved, but that's all right.
Well, he doesn't like me calling him Maddie.
I think you should do it. You should do what moves you.
We should.
I call you Maddie.
I know. It's on my driver's license now, too.
Does anybody else call you Maddie?
You do.
And besides that?
Eric does.
Exactly.
Besides Anna does.
I started that.
And some of the Texans do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go home and it's
feels more homey.
What's your mother call you, Matthew?
Did you just call him homie? That was kind of
racist.
Calls
me,
no.
She calls me hey.
Hey, you.
Wait,
hey,
we got to revisit this here. Hannah just made
I said it feels more homey, as in like family, like close.
That's respect. We're a family. Yeah. We're a family.
They're taking it. They're trying to make it.
I thought you were calling him your homeboy.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
I am a homeboy. What's wrong with
you? I know. What is wrong?
Heard but heard.
Out of touch. He's out of touch.
What in the hell is going on?
I have no idea.
You're my homie, too. I don't see
I know. You definitely. You have to be careful, though.
Why?
Why? Because you're that guy that's great until you and people finally meet you and you're cool. I can't wait for my birthday shindig.
That's going to be good.
I'm putting you on the flyer. TJ's going to be here. Come on out.
Nobody's coming.
No one's coming.
You great. And me are going to be playing.
Great. We'll hang out. We'll have a good time.
Cornhole in the backyard by
ourselves. No drinks involved. Yeah.
Holding the Shirley Temple.
Yeah, Shirley Temple. No.
Different kind of cornhole.
There's going to be some drinks involved.
you
think so? Yeah.
Thanks so much.
You
for
just made the list.
Texted in today. Thanks for Derek Gould for joining us. And also thanks to Brian Hoffman helping us out behind the scenes. We'll be back tomorrow and every day from 3 to 6. Make sure you download the podcast on InsideSTL.com and subscribe on iTunes. It's the Rewind program featuring the best interviews of the day coming up next, followed by the heavy hitters for Cam Jansen and TJ Moe and Hannah Yates and Matt Whitener. I'm Eric Messersmith, and this has been The Line Change, driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Have a great night, everybody.